This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. And this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription. For a new you, America. Let's go to Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
How are you tonight?
Living well. What's up?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I would hear the very end of your health minute every time I turned the radio on, and it was about warts. And I have a daughter who has a couple who that are underneath her fingernails, and she's had these since she was a teenager. And the doctors never wanted to do anything because they didn't want to, you know, mess up her nail bed. I'm just wondering if there's anything that she could take to help with those.
The standard is salicylic acid. It kind of burns off the wart, kills the virus, because that's what a wart is. It's a viral infection. And that can work externally, but there's still internally some things that need to happen. You can use ionic silver. What is her age?
She's 23.
Okay, she's an adult. I gotcha. Yeah, she can handle about 20 drops of ionic silver 2 to 3 times per day, and I would use wormwood tincture. Wormwood works very well. Use it 21 days on and about 7 days off. It works very well. It tastes terrible, but it works well. And I would use those two. And then, of course, on the external part, you put the salicylic acid in it. You put it over it about 3 times a day. It's the standard stuff you get at any drugstore. And it technically will make the skin go dead, and it will burn out or they call it burning out. But it really just kills the virus around that. But you've got to handle it internally. If not, that's why the wart keeps coming back and you can't get rid of it. So,
right. How much of the wormwood tincture will she do?
She can handle about 20 drops twice a day on an empty stomach. Will be
okay,
fine.
Now let me ask you this. Let me throw one more kink in this. She is nursing.
Throw
is
me
that
the kink.
A problem?
She's nursing right now?
Yes, she's nursing a baby. So is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, it throws a big kink in it. Can't do the wormwood.
Okay.
No. So now what she needs to do is just deal with the warts till she's done nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And once she's done nursing, that's when you need to do it. Because, I mean, the wart's not life-threatening. It just bothers her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do the salicylic acid on the outside of the skin. That's not going to mess up anything. But I would not do anything on the internal side. The one thing she can do is she can do oregano oil. Now, it's good with antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-yeast. And it's not really going to affect her as far as the breast milk goes or anything like that and affect the baby. So you can do a tablespoon of that a day and a tablespoon of cod liver oil. Those will actually both be beneficial for the baby. So I would do that, get started, and let me know how things go. But wait on the wormwood and the silver until after she's done nursing. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to, I think it's Charlotte T. Is that right?
Charlotte.
You just spelt it wrong. Welcome, Charlotte.
I'm having a lot of trouble with my sugar.
Okay.
I've been on prednisone, and I've had to go to the hospital lots of times and to get it lowered. I'm on insulin at home, 40 units.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that I can do to bring my sugar down on my own?
There's a lot you can do to bring your sugar down on your own. Now, Charlotte, have they talked to you, or have you changed anything with your diet and what you eat every single day?
No.
All right. Let me tell you this. Food is your best medicine. It is the one thing that will change you more than anything else. Now, the insulin is keeping you stabilized, but it's not going to get you well. You follow me? So it's managing your health. It's not changing your health. We need to do things that are going to change your health. And what you eat is the main thing, because what you, it's type 2 diabetes, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, what you ate got you into this situation. So if you haven't made any changes and you're living the same lifestyle, eating the same things, doing the same things that you've been doing for the past 5-10 years, then you're fueling the fire. You're not making any changes that are going to get you out of where you are. So let's talk about what's going to do that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about what's called an anti-inflammatory diet. It is the diet that we use clinically all the time for people that are dealing with diabetes and a host of other health challenges. So first thing you want to do is you want to change the way you eat. Every meal. So if you get your carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables alone and that's it, then you're going to be in a good spot. Then you also want to have good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados. Every meal, you need a protein, you need a carbohydrate, like a fruit or vegetable, and you need a good healthy fat. If you eat like that and keep those three meals a day with a couple of snacks in between, that's going to help stabilize your blood sugar levels so that your pancreas, which is the little gland or organ that secretes the insulin in your body, will begin to balance out and begin to stabilize. So are there things you can do? Absolutely, Charlotte. You start eating that way, get a copy of my book, and start following that diet, and you're going to do very well. Now, let me tell you a couple of supplements that will help, too, and you can pick these up at your health food store. You want to do Ionic Chromium, Ionic Vanadium, Ionic Manganese. Those are three minerals that you can do. So Chromium, Manganese, and Vanadium. And then there's also an antioxidant called Alpha-Lipoic Acid, or ALA. All four of those together, you take them with each meal, and it'll help stabilize your blood sugar levels and help you. Now, the short-term victory for you is not going to be just to come off of insulin completely, but it's to see 40 units go down to 30 units, and then, you know, pretty soon 30 units will turn into 20 units, and then it'll turn into 10 units, and then 5 units. And see, that's the victory. That's what we want to see, and get your body stabilized. And that's when you're going to start to win and see your body function the way it was designed to. So there's a lot you can do. All this really lies in your hands. And just as much as you've done the wrong kind of things over the years to get your body into a place where your blood sugar levels are not where they need to be, you can make these radical changes right now and see your health improve. And see, all that lies in your hands. You can make the changes today to get better health for tomorrow. And that's what we want to see for you here on the show. So let me know how things go. Stay in touch with me. Do those basic things and watch what will happen. You're going to start going to your doctor and they're going to be like, what are you doing? What things have you changed in your life? It's going to empower them and encourage them as well as to see your health and your life change. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Joan. Hi, Joan. Welcome to the show.
No problem with my doctor says I have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat.
Okay. And you want to fix it, right?
Yes.
As we say in the South.
All right. I want to fix it with natural medicine, no over-the counter drugs.
I understand. Are you taking medications now?
I stopped.
You stopped?
Yeah.
Now, did your doctor tell you to stop or you stopped?
I stopped.
All right. And we need to talk about that because high blood pressure, I'm okay if you went cold turkey on the cholesterol medication, but the blood pressure medication is something that you need to really consider. So why don't we do this? We'll go into a commercial break right now, and we'll talk about, when we come out of it, we'll talk about high blood pressure, high cholesterol, ways to manage those and using medications, but also doing it for more of the natural or preventative side of things and how to get your body working right. Because remember, cholesterol is a liver issue, but it can also affect the heart. We'll talk about ways to balance that when we come out of this commercial break. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, diagnosing hope one caller at a time.
Attention. prevention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShakeNetwork.com.
Prescription for your life. Just call 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bob from Los Angeles, California. He writes, my mother just had her gallbladder removed. How can I keep this from happening to me? Well, getting your gallbladder removed is something you definitely don't want to do if you don't have to. And I always say, unless it comes down to the wire and it is life-threatening, don't get anything taken out of your body that doesn't need to be removed. So for you, a couple of things you want to do with gallbladder. You obviously want to make sure what the gallbladder does. Let's talk about what it does first. What it does is it helps secrete bile, and bile is a substance that goes into the body and into the digestive tract, and it helps emulsify fat. So it helps break down the fat, digest it, process it so it can be digested. And so your omega-3 fatty acids, all the things that with fats are utilized in the body for, skin, hair, nails, hormone functions, everything. You're dealing with cholesterol production. I mean, when you're dealing with fats, not breaking them down is a big deal. And so when you remove the gallbladder, we still secrete the bile from the liver, but it's not as concentrated and it's not as directed and it's not as good. So the bile salts and that sort of thing tend to break down. So there's a couple things you want to do. First of all, you want to make sure that you support your gallbladder by taking L-tyrosine and glycine. Both of those are amino acids, and they are the two that form the bile salts in the body. The more bile salts you can form, the easier it is on the gallbladder to be able to break down fats and help utilize them. So if you get under a lot of stress, then glycine and taurine, the amino acids, get kind of chewed up in the body. They don't work as well. They're not as readily available. So, again, stress plays a big role in the body, and we're seeing it just in this case when you're dealing with a gallbladder. There's a neurotransmitter, too, called acetylcholine. You're going to hear me talk about that a lot here on the show, but acetylcholine is the number one neurotransmitter that our body uses on a regular basis. Our brain chemistry, it's extremely important. When acetylcholine levels go down, gallbladder function goes down. It's directly correlated. So you want to keep your acetylcholine levels up, meat, fish, eggs. Those are all incredible for raising acetylcholine levels. And phosphatidylcholine, 2,000 milligrams before you go to bed, helps you go into a deep REM sleep, but it also raises your own acetylcholine levels and helps brain chemistry, but it also helps the gallbladder. So a couple things you can do, many things, to not have to get it taken out. You can also do about every 3 months, you can do a gallbladder liver flush. Very simple. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Easy to do. You want to juice organic apples to do this. And you can either blend them, juice them, however you want to do it. But you drink the apple juice mixed with water, half and half. You do that for 3 days, no food. And you can drink it every 15, 20 minutes, whatever you want to do. And then 3 hours before bed, on the evening of the third day, you drink 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil mixed with 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Let me tell you, it does not taste good, but it works. You can wake up the next morning, you'll have a bowel movement. Be a lot of things come out, sludge and stones that'll come out from your gallbladder, and it's a great little thing to do on a semi-regular basis to keep your gallbladder cleaned out, flushed out. It's like using liquid Drano to keep everything clean in the gallbladder area. Now remember, the gallbladder is very important for dealing with fats, and fats are so important for so many processes of the body. Keep that gallbladder at all cost. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me on. You offer a valuable service. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
Okay, I've got a degree in kinesiology and education. I played professional soccer all my life. I started truck driving last year, and until last year, I could eat and drink anything I wanted and never really had to worry about my weight. But now I'm up to 220, and I'm 6'2". To 42, and I used to be in between 170 and 190 as a soccer player, so I'm wondering what I can do to try and keep my weight down while I'm in this truck.
All right, how many hours a day are you driving? Is it 8-hour treks, 9, 10? How does that work for you?
11 to 14.
Okay, so you're going. How many days in a row will you take these trips?
5 to 6.
All right. Are you getting out and exercising every so often, or do you just go straight through and you're not exercising at all?
I do get out at the end of my day and generally go for one to two mile walk just to stretch out.
All right. Here's what I recommend for the guys and gals that are driving trucks when I talk to them. It's very good, even if you can pull over about every, and I know it's important because you're on a time schedule, but if you could go about every 4 hours and take a 15-minute walk somewhere.
Yep.
Then that would be really good to do. That right there, and I mean a fast-paced walk where you're almost breaking a good sweat.
Sure.
That's important. Keeping the fluids up is going to be important, and
yep.
but the constant exercise is going to be the biggest thing. That's the number one thing. And if you could carry some TheraBands things with you in the truck that you could actually do outside of your truck, I would hands down start doing that. Because the sitting, they're even showing now, there's an article that came out and talking about sitting. So when you're at a desk job or you're driving in a truck or you have a driving job, whatever, the body doesn't handle sitting very well. And certain processes start happening to the nervous system and also the digestive system that they're finding that there's more toxin release when you sit for long periods of time. And so it's just really important to get up and get moving in certain intervals when you're doing these long treks. It really is. So not just to keep your weight down, but for your overall health. This is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
I have to tell you, I am super excited for the guests we have with us right now. There's a brand new movie coming out that is just going to shake the foundations, I really think, of the film industry. It's called Let There Be Light. It opens in theaters nationwide on October 27th. It's one of the most anticipated Christian films of 2017, and it's one of those that'll make you laugh and it'll make you cry, but it'll make you cheer for the gospel more than anything else. You can check it out at LetThereBeLightMovie.com. And the producer and, of course, the lead actor in it is with us, and I'm excited to have him. I've met him a few times and just think the world of him. Kevin Sorbo, thanks for being with us on the show.
Thank you so much, you got to give me one more title. I did direct the movie as well.
Take the director too. I knew you had your hands all over it. It's an amazing film, and a great project as well. What really led you, Kevin, to go down that path? And I mean, you've been in so many films. What led you in this direction to create a movie like Let There Be Light?
Well, I think it goes back about 6-7 years when I did my first really so-called faith-based movie, which was called What If, that with the Purflix guys. It was the first time I shot with Purflix. It was directed by Dallas Jenkins, who's Jerry Jenkins' son. Jerry wrote the Left Behind books. And that kind of kicked me off on this. I've been a Christian my whole life, and I was not looking for Christian movies or looking for them. That one just sort of fell in my lap, and it was a great experience. It was one of my favorite movies out there. So if people haven't seen it, check out What If. And then that led to God's Not Dead, of course, and that thing just became unbelievable. That just thing took off through word of mouth, which we're hoping the same thing happens with Let There Be Light. But my wife actually wrote the script. I read it, and I said, this is great. We got to get this done. I mean, you got to go through the channels you always got to go through, and finding money is always the hardest thing. And 3 days later, I get a call from Sean Hannity. And Sean says, you know, I love your faith-based movies, Kevin. I've been thinking about this. I want to do a movie with you. Do you have anything? And I said, well, actually, we do. We flew to New York. We pitched him, and he let us talk for 30 minutes. He didn't interrupt me once. And he wrote a check. And then 4 or 5 months later, we're down in Birmingham, Alabama, filming. I mean, it's ridiculous, because most movies, from the idea of a script to getting to film to getting on a screen, is 3 to 5 years. And this thing happened all under a year. So it's really a God thing. It's pretty amazing how this has come together.
It really is. And when we met, you shared some of that with me. Sean Hannity, of course, in the same business that I'm in, and I've met Sean several times, spent some time with him. He's just a great guy. And in the radio world, people say that Sean is the same, you know, on the mic as he is behind the mic, and he is. He's the same guy. He's the same guy you see on Fox. He's
out for the guy. High energy. He's a businessman. He's a political man. He'll just keep on going. There's no slowing him down. So what you see is what you get.
It is, and just a ton of integrity and his heart for this project. I'm really excited about. So that's a really cool thing, Kevin. I can't wait myself for it to come out and to be a part like we are right now to help you promote it and get it out as many people to see it as possible. Because especially those that don't know the gospel, those that have never heard about Christ, or maybe have heard about him but really don't know, they need that little bit of push. And that's the thing about Christian film that I think is so great. And I'm glad you're doing this. Why is Christian film so important? Not the cheesy Christian films, a quality film like this that can really go to the theaters and make an impact. Why do you think that is? Why is it so critical?
Well, you know, I just think it's really important to keep movies out there that deal with this. I mean, you think about Jesus, he spoke in parables, right? That's how he spoke.
That's right.
Because storytelling is really, it's communicating on sort of like a visceral level through emotions and memory. And we want to tell stories that move people to be more than, we want people to be more than what they thought they could be, that, you know, to empower them and to uplift them, especially now with everything happening in Hollywood today and what's happening, or, you know, around the world, disasters, the fires here in California, the earthquake, the hurricanes that are going on. People need to reach out. They need support. And specifically, Christian cinema gives that support, because it advances a lot of people's worldview and promotes virtue. It promotes faith. And, you know, if we're going to have a culture we want to live in, we need Christian cinema to take a leading role. And hopefully that's what's going to happen here with this movie. If you look at God's Not Dead, low-budget movie, this low-budget movie as well, these are small independent films. I used to get stopped all the time because of Hercules or Andromeda. That was 12 years of my life in those TV shows, big shows around the world. I get stopped 80% of the time now, easily going through the grocery store, going to the post office, going through the airport. People come up to me and they say, please make more movies like God's Not Dead, What If, Abel's Field, please. Well, I'm telling you something, we made that movie. This is a wonderful movie, but we need your support, and we need people that want more movies like this, that are family friendly, they're faith-based. They need to show up opening weekend, because we don't have $150 million for a budget to promote it like they do for Pirates of the Caribbean or Star Wars. You know, we have nothing like that. I mean, this is a $3 million movie. That's like catering on Pirates of the Caribbean, you know. So we need people to get to the theater opening weekend, because that way it'll expand theaters for the next weekend and the weekend after that, like it did for God's Not Dead.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what we'll be doing here to help any way that we can. Let There
Thank
Be
you.
Light is the movie. Kevin Sorbo has written, directed, acted. I mean, it's just, it's a whole entire project. Sean Hannity, an executive producer and part of this project as well. You can check out the website, go to lettherebelightmovie.com, and it comes out in theaters October 27th. So it's one of the top anticipated Christian films of 2017. We're excited about it for sure. Kevin, I want to ask you a question I think that's important. So Let There Be Light, give a brief overview of what it's about. Like what's the general piece of the movie?
Well, it's about a man that's really fallen away from his faith. He's fallen away from everything in his life. He's divorced now for 8 years. They had a death of one of his children that sort of separated from his wife. His wife, a very strong faith woman, always praying for the redemption of her husband, who didn't like that, didn't believe in that. He's a man in conflict not only with his wife but his children, and he's in conflict with his Creator. And ultimately, where the story leads to is really a love story, because we say he has something happen to him that he has a vision of some kind that sort of makes him start questioning his own worldview. It makes him question of where and what he was supposed to do and what his purpose in life is supposed to be. And like you mentioned earlier, you will laugh at this movie, you will cry at this movie, and you will eventually you will stand up and cheer, because it does offer a lot of things that a lot of people put on themselves, and that's we put a lot of limitations on ourselves and we put limitations on other people. This movie is about opening yourself and getting past those limitations and being a better person and being the person that you were meant to be.
So let me ask you this. Every actor, especially someone that writes and has a part of writing a movie, there's a part of themselves in this. Where are you in this, in your own real life?
Well, certainly in the latter half of the movie, it's where I'm at. I mean, I've always had faith. I've always been a believer. I grew up a Christian in a little town in Minnesota. I grew up in a Lutheran church. I go to a non-denominational church now. But I've always had faith, but I never really needed faith until I went through my own crisis. And that was back in the end of season 5 on Hercules, where I had an aneurysm inside my shoulder, which I didn't know about, that exploded in my body, and I ended up suffering 3 strokes. And I'm very fortunate. I mean, obviously, I could have been killed instantly. I could have been in a wheelchair the rest of my life. 2 strokes went to my balance center. 1 went to my vision. I still have a 10% loss in both eyes. But it took me 4 months to learn how to stand up and walk again. And when you're playing a character like that, that's pretty tough on your ego, especially a guy in your 30s in better shape than most guys in their 20s.
Right.
So it was a long 3-year process for me to fight. And a lot of that dealt with wrestling with God and wrestling with why. You know, my career was really going, taking off. I had a movie career taking off. Everything was put on a back burner. And, you know, it was like, okay, why? And you start blaming everybody else. The reality is that it happened. And I had a strong wife that with a strong faith that really just didn't, you know, she took the kid gloves off with me and said, it happened. Well, how are you going to react to it? So I wrote a book called True Strength, which deals with that. And it deals with those roadblocks in life that we're all going to hit if we haven't hit it already. So what do you do when you hit that roadblock? How do you react to it instead of blaming the world? You know, look in the mirror. It's that man in the mirror, that Michael Jackson song, you know, and that's
where
it starts. You got to say, I'm not going to let this hold me back. And I'm a very strong person, a very strong-willed person. And with God's help, I push past it.
That's powerful. I did not know that. That's a great story.
True Strength. It's a good book.
It's a true
story. I do a lot of speaking events with it, which has been a road and avenue I never thought I'd go down. I do pro-life speaking, I do Youth for Christ, and I do motivational speaking through my book and talking to hospitals and doctors and nurses and patients that have gone through what I've gone through.
Yeah, and I mean, Kevin, something like that is a story that reaches everyone, you know, and so that's just powerful. I love
you know, everyone's
that.
Got a story. Right? Everyone has a story. We think we're on our own on that island, but we're not. Everybody's got a story. Everybody has hardships in their lives, because that's part of life.
Yeah,
and if you got life perfect and easy, just wait a while.
Live a little life for just a bit, and you'll see it for sure. So the movie we're talking with Kevin Sorbo, Let There Be Light. You can check out the website, lettherebelightmovie.com, and of course it launches on October 27th. We're excited about that. Now, Kevin, another thing, too, is, of course, when you're building Let There Be Light and you're putting that together and the theme of it, what is your goal? What's your outcome for people in this movie? What is your hope for this movie? More than just, you know, great numbers and people coming, what's your hope for it?
Well, you know, we hope that people take away something amazing out of this. We hope that people are, you know, we've been so blessed with the responses from people, what we've been getting from people, that they check out the website, they can see testimonial videos. People have been so moved and uplifted by the movie through the screenings that we have had. We've got a screening this week in Washington, D.C. at the Value Summit there. I mean, I'm going to be there with Pence, Vice President Pence and President Trump, and a lot of other speakers are going to be there, Huckabee, Sarah Palin, all these people, and I'm going to be speaking as well. And We're the only movie they're screening this Friday night there in Washington, D.C., so it's very exciting.
That's super exciting.
We hope
yeah,
that people, that it changes their life in a positive way. I mean, if you look right now, it's so easy to see what's going on within our culture. The destruction, certainly, of families, of fatherhood, and that's what this movie deals with. The meaning of family is really the building block of the culture, and it's also a way to destroy the human relationship with our Creator when we're doing what we're doing with these other movies and other television shows that come with. Because once you untether people from God, there is no moral standard. Everything becomes permissible. Everything's okay. And chaos ensues, and you see it in our schools, in our universities. You see the people, when they think socialism and communism is a good thing, when they don't understand
the history. We have to go to a break. I want to pick back up on this in just a minute. Kevin Sorbo, we're talking about the movie Let There Be Light comes out.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
I'm talking with the writer, actor, producer, director, give him every title because he put it together, Kevin Sorbo. So glad to have you with us. We're talking about this movie gets into how fatherhood is undervalued. It's really, I guess, it's under attack. What do you think that does to our culture? And what do you think it's doing to our kids, the family unit? What do you think is the result of that?
Well, you can see it in our culture right now. You go back to LBJ when he passed the Welfare Reform Act back in 1964. African American populations back then had a 20% fatherless rate. We have 80% now within the African American community. 80%. 8 out of 10 kids are being raised without a father. And you see the repercussions of that. I always tell people, you look at Baltimore, Ferguson, you look at Chicago, you look in St. Paul, you look at all these riots and all these anti-police protests and all the rioting and the destruction of public and private property. Most of them are under 30 years of age, the men that are doing this, the young men that are doing this. Do you think any of this young men would be out there if they had biblical principles in their life? If they had any sort of upbringing within churches, within their life, would they be out there doing what they're doing? Of course they wouldn't be doing it. And Christianity takes bashing all the time, but I keep saying, well, what negativity does Christian have? I mean, even President Obama had to go back to the Crusades to go, well, look at the Christians back in that time. I go, well, Mr. President, that was because the Muslim population was overtaking the Western, was conquering and waging war all across Western Europe. Of course they fought back. So it's amazing to me that they got to go back that far. Are Christians going out there the ones that are flying airplanes in the buildings? Are the Christians are the ones? What do they do? They build hospitals. They come to help. Who are the first groups to help out in Hurricane Harvey and the fires that are happening in Northern California right now?
That's right.
It's amazing to me. But getting back to the father figures, it is a way to destroy the culture. As I said earlier, it's this destruction of getting rid of moral standards. I mean, John Adams has said something about our Constitution that he said it was meant only for virtuous people. And once we lose our virtue, it's every man, woman, child for him or herself, really. It becomes the survival of the fittest, right? And you can see it in our education. You can see it, the breakdown of everything within families. And it's just sad. I mean, the destruction speaks for itself of what's happening, the violence in America and the angry and the hatred that's going on.
We're seeing a lot of it. I mean, so a movie like this that you put together, I think is really going to begin to transition and give a lot of hope to the hopeless, and it'll let there be light, right? It'll bring light to people's lives, and hopefully they'll see Jesus in the middle of that. What was the toughest part of building the movie when you were putting it together? I know it all came together great, and you filmed it in Birmingham with Sean Hannity's help, but what was the biggest challenge to overcoming the movie that once you saw it through, it became a victory?
I think the biggest challenge was the shooting schedule that we had, because because when you don't have a big budget, you've got to shoot, 100 plus pages in less than 3 weeks. And that's frustrating because you want to spend more time. You want to make sure you get it done right. We have an amazing crew. I worked with the crew out of Birmingham that shot a movie called Woodlawn, that John Voight was in and Sean Astin was in. And these guys were great. I mean, from the camera department to the wardrobe to the set design to everything. It was just, they made it as easy as possible. And the city of Birmingham just rolled the red carpet out for us. And we got all the locations we wanted. And the extras showed up that wanted to be part of the movie in any kind of way. And it was, it sounds cheesy saying it was a love fest, but it really was. I mean, everybody worked really hard, and this movie just came together. And I think the hardest part was probably in editing, because I wanted the movie to be about 20 minutes longer, but it's kind of normal to make movies in that hour and a half to hour and 45 minute range. And we lost a lot of good stuff in there, but it's still very, very well done movie. It's just when you work that hard on a movie, it's hard to see some of the footage go away.
One of the things, Kevin, that's really important, of course, with this show being about health so much, and that's kind of our main focus, the biggest area of health with anyone is the mental part of their health, the way they think. If you can change someone's way of thinking as a physician, you really can do a lot with their body. So the body becomes sick a lot of times because of what goes into our minds. What I think is so great about this, and why I'm wanting to even have you here, and I think it's so great, number one is because of your faith. Number two is because it's going to get a great message of the gospel out. But it's also going to make an impact on the way people think. And we just have a couple of minutes left. One, I want to ask you is what about you? I know, health and fitness and nutrition and lifestyle has always been a major part of your life, has it not?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, I grew up with Jock. I played football, basketball, baseball all through school, and I love sports. We're homeschool advocates here with my kids, and if they want to, after they finish their work, if they want to play in their video games, they've got to work out for an hour. I built a beautiful gym here at the house. In fact, I just got out of the gym here about a half an hour ago before we started talking. So I work out every day. I do something every day. Your body is your temple. I mean, it talks about in the Bible how you should take, respect yourself, take care of yourself, and working out does a lot. I have an after-school program here for 20 years now. We're the number one after-school program in the state of California called the World Fit for Kids, and it's got the word fit in there for a reason. The first hour after school, we have the kids work out. Second hour, we work with their school problems, whatever it's math, biology, whatever their problems with. It's proven that you work out for a good hour, hour and a half, your attention and retention levels spike, and that only makes sense. And to me, it's, your body is your temple. Keep, I'll tell you what, you want to work out, you can have some sugar afterwards, because if you're working out, you're burning off those energy, you're burning off those calories. It's sitting around having those chips and ice cream and candy every day when you're just sitting around and not doing anything about it. So I love to work out. It makes you feel good, makes you feel better, and it keeps you going for the rest of the day.
Kevin, we've got about a minute left. So we're talking to Kevin Sorbo. Make sure to go check out October 27th. The movie's called Let There Be Light. You can go to the website, letherebelightmovie.com. In 20 seconds, what do you want to tell anyone about this movie, Kevin?
We really need people to support this movie. Our executive producer, Sean Hannity, he went out on a limb as the first-time producer to make a movie like this that is unabashedly Christian and that holds up forgiveness as one of our greatest virtues. People need to tell their churches and communities to go see the film opening weekend in theaters. Go to your churches. Go to letthebelightmovie.com. If it opens strong, the more people will have the opportunity to see it. Small films struggle at box office, so we need people to get past the Hollywood-controlled medium of movies and send Hollywood a message that this is the kind of movies that Americans want to see.
Comes out in theaters October 27th. Make sure to support it and check it out.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.